Hello, my imaginary friends. Simon here. It's April 30th, 2010. This is my audio blog, Audio Boo. Sorry, I haven't booed for a while. Work is demanding at the moment. Rather demanding at the moment, and not getting much sleep. Not really getting any time to myself. Haven't looked at my personal emails for a while. Just too busy with work. So I had a little listen to Andy's latest two audio boos, Tatty Boo, I think he said at the end. That's a new one on me. I think I was signed off Toodle Boo, but no, that's good. Tatty Boo is good as well. Yes, maybe that's the northern version of Toodle Boo. But anyway, so with the housing, I know I'm terribly naive with all this sort of thing. I was under the impression that the way it was supposed to work was that you would sell your property if you have a property, and then once you've got a buyer for your property, you would then quickly go out and buy something else, and then that the person that you were buying from would then do the same thing. They would say, oh, I've got an offer now on my house, I'll go and buy the next house, and then the chain kind of, I thought naively it was the way it was supposed to work, but the chain was supposed to kind of build upwards. But I don't know, I suppose to keep building upwards until it finds someone who doesn't need to buy a new house, and then the chain would be complete. But that's obviously very naive. It's obviously chains are growing in both directions. So some people will find a house they want to buy, and then they'll start selling theirs. don't know how it works. The thing that struck me about what you were saying, Eddie, was on the valuation side of things. You were saying that you've had an independent valuer come in and value the property, so therefore that's what it's worth, and of course that's still perception, isn't it, as to what it's worth. And then you said, oh, and in addition to that, there's also a short supply of part ownership housing, is it called? There's a short supply of it, so therefore it would be easy to sell it. But I disagree with that. It's two separate things. I'd imagine that the price that the valuer would have given you, surely that would take into account the demand, the supply and demand, because that's how prices get set, supply and demand. So I don't think those are two separate things. I think the value gives you the price, and that's the price that everyone then thinks it's worth. But I don't think you can then say, oh, and in addition to that, it's also going to be more desirable because... No, then it would just, that additional desirability would have been reflected by the price that he would have quoted you, or she. But what then happens then if someone comes in with an offer that's 5 grand less than the valuation? Are you not allowed to accept that because the other party will say, well, I don't want to accept that because they've said it's worth more? Does the other person who owns the other half of this part ownership thing, do they want to sell as well? I don't know. How does that work? How does it work? Would you just sell your half? I'm confused again. Sorry. Right, before I get any more confused, I'm going to sign off. So thank you very much, everyone, for listening. Take care of yourselves, and I'll speak to you again soon. Oh, and thank you very much for listening. I feel better now. Thank you.